Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 16th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. The Bluetooth SIG, which oversees the Bluetooth standards, issued a security notice about a vulnerability that leaves wireless devices exposed to key negotiation of Bluetooth, or a knob attack. It interferes with the Bluetooth pairing procedure and can alter a connection's encryption key to be shorter than what it's supposed to be, which allows easier brute force techniques to spy on data transfer between devices. The vulnerability affects devices that use Bluetooth BR-EDR, also known as Bluetooth Classic, connections, and only works if both devices establishing a connection have the vulnerability. Apple and Microsoft have already rolled out patches to fix the flaw, and the Bluetooth core specification has been changed to require a minimum encryption key length. On September 17th and 18th, the European Union's General Court will hear arguments in the challenges by Apple and Ireland in a three-year-old 13 billion euro or $14.4 billion tax bill battle. Back in August of 2016, the European Commission ordered Ireland to recoup that record sum plus interest, saying that Apple had been given an unfair advantage. Last year, the U.S. lost a bid to intervene in support of Apple in the case. The Irish government said in an email it profoundly disagrees with the EU's decision. In other Apple lawsuit news, the company filed one against mobile device virtualization company Corellium, which describes itself as the first and only platform that offers iOS, Android, and Linux virtualization on ARM. In the Southern District of Florida, where the lawsuit was filed, Apple accused Corellium of copyright infringement for illegally replicating iOS as well as iPhone and iPad apps. Apple argues that Corellium poses its virtualization product as a research tool to help discover security vulnerabilities, but that Corellium has simply copied everything, the code, the graphical user interface, the icons, all of it in exacting detail. Alibaba's quarterly earnings beat expectations as e-commerce and cloud computing business growth helped bring in 114.92 billion won, that's about 16.3 billion US dollars, in the first quarter ending June 30th. That's a 42% increase from the same period last year, which raised U.S. listed shares 3% to $166.72. Analysts expected revenue to be around 111.73 billion won. YouTube announced that copyright owners will no longer be able to monetize creator videos that include very short or unintentional uses of copyrighted music in YouTube's manual claiming tool. They'll now be able to choose either to try to prevent the other party from monetizing the video or try to block the content. YouTube said in a blog post that aggressive manual claiming of short music clips, quote, can feel particularly unfair as they transfer all revenue from the creator to the claimant, regardless of the amount of music claimed. However, the majority of claims are currently created through YouTube's Content ID Match system, not the manual claiming tool. UPS announced it's taking a minority stake in autonomous trucking startup TuSimple. TuSimple had a previous partnership with the U.S. Postal Service carrying mail between its Phoenix and Dallas distribution centers. TuSimple's Navistar trucks use 9 cameras and a pair of LiDAR sensors. The company says it's been helping UPS achieve level 4 autonomy, which refers to full autonomy that's locked to a designated geographic location. Research firm Canalys' latest quarterly report says that the wearables market now includes two clear sweet spots, those from $200 to $299 and those from $300 to $399, which now represent 80% of all shipments. Canalys noted that in the second quarter of 2019, over 60% of Apple's 4.7 million global Apple Watch shipments were shipped to North America, which is a 32% bump over the 2018 quarter. Fitbit was in second place and down from the previous year with 1.9 million shipments. Samsung, Garmin, and Fossil made up the rest of the top five, all short of the others category, which came in at 1.3 million units. Sega's Genesis Mini is launching on September 19th for $79.99. It's 55% smaller than the original Genesis. It connects to your TV with an included HDMI cable, has two three-button USB controllers to mimic original Genesis gamepads, and features 42 built-in games. Sonic the Hedgehog, Echo the Dolphin are included, as well as third-party titles like Castle of Illusion and Castlevania, and multiplayer games like Streets of Rage 2. The price is about the same as the SNES Classic and cheaper than the $99.99 PlayStation Classic. And finally, researcher Jane Manchin Wong discovered that Instagram is testing a slew of new features that may end up on the platform, including new options for boomerangs, such as pause or wiggle at the end of a loop, slow-mo, extra speed. Instagram is also testing new layout features within stories and the ability to share comments on Instagram stories and videos. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.